24 minutes after 7. It's Kent with you here today. Kent, the Country Morning Show. And you heard me yesterday talking about something very special that is going on this weekend. Actually, I believe it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with Coleman Tri-County Services. The Haunted Forest is coming to the Saline County Fairgrounds. Lisa Nation in the studio with me. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Kent.
I think it's Lisa over here, but pretty soon people are going to see on Facebook you are... What kind of character would you say you are here?
I'm a very popular zombie. Mm-hmm. I will greet you at the gate and take your money or your children, whatever you want to give. You know?
Here, I just gave my kids some Fun Dip and Mountain Dew. Go ahead, have them. That's the attraction here today. And Dominique, I didn't get your last name, Dominique.
Knight.
Hi, Dominique. Ooh, Knight. Hey.
Knight's my last name also.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. I understand.
This is my niece.
Well, nice to meet you both here. You're in full costume. But what an amazing deal. 25 years of the Haunted Forest.
Absolutely. It's just a great, you know, fun-filled family event. You know, there's no devils or gargoyles and no alcohol and drugs. And people plan their hay rides and their Halloween parties around this weekend. We have people that come from South Carolina every year to come to the Haunted Forest.
Is that not something?
Yeah.
This is kind of a deal that you bring the whole family for a spooky good time.
Yeah, $10 gets everybody in.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's $10 per vehicle. If you've got one person, if you've got 10 people, and I've seen that many times, it's just $10. It's $20 if you have a hayride, or you can ride our hayride for $5 a person, and once the wagon is full, it moves to the front of the line.
Really? So I can use your hayride machine that you got going on there, or if we've got a hayride starting someplace else in Harrisburg or whatever, we just coming up as $25.
$20.
Oh, what a deal.
Yeah, great deal.
I love this. What are the times, the days, and the hours, again, we can do this?
All right. Thursday, it's 6:30 to 9. Friday and Saturday, it's 6:30 till really whenever. We advertise 10:30, but if you're in line at 10:30, you'll get in. Last year, it was about midnight or 12:30 before we got the gate closed.
Wonderful. And then this money goes to a great cause and helps out with Coleman Tri-County Services and all the work that goes on there, right?
Yes, 100% of the profits goes to enhance the lives of those that we serve, which are, you know, mentally handicapped in some capacity. And it's just, whether it's, you know, a nice Christmas gift, a learning tool that we don't have funding for, and we've most recently started what we call a dignity fund.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the state is broke.
Yeah.
And some of these people don't have families, and we've stepped in and become their family, and we give them the proper visitation and burial at the end of their lives. And,
wow.
You know, respect that we all deserve.
I guess I didn't realize all that you all do with Coleman Tri-County Services. So the Haunted Forest, it's the 25th year, and something special this year. Like, how in the world did somebody know the real Jason from the Friday the 13th movies?
No, my brothers are real freaky into Halloween like I am, and I said, find me some names, and we decided to have it on Friday the 13th this year, so we're kind of going with that theme, and there's been, you know, two or three, maybe four or five men that have played this character.
Right.
And we've got the one from Part 6, Jason Lives, C.J. Graham, who portrayed Jason Voorhees in Friday the 13th, and oh my gosh, our Facebook's blowing up, my phone, just so much, you know, excitement about it. We've got people driving down from Wisconsin because he's going to be there.
Because it's kind of like when these characters here, it's kind of like when people go to Comic-Con or all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they wait in line, they pay big money to see somebody like this, and you can all see it here at the Saline County Fairgrounds coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with the Haunted
Forest.
The Haunted Forest. How about said something else? The Haunted Forest, okay?
Yeah. And he's going to be in complete wardrobe. I mean, he's going to be interactive in the forest.
No kidding.
So, yeah.
I don't know if I can make it.
I don't know if I can.
All right, so make sure you get on over here and help out with Coleman Tri-County Services and enjoy the Haunted Forest. The 25th anniversary here of this going on at the Saline County Fairgrounds. What a super deal. Bring the whole family and see C.J. Graham from the Friday the 13th movies, the original Jason, who was in what? Friday the 13th, Jason Lives. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, you did.
In case somebody is you know, taking notes or whatever, that's what's happening in Harrisburg. And then one other thing I wanted just to touch base on real quick before you get out of here today, because you sing in a gospel group, too.
I do.
What's the name of your group again?
Judah.
Judah. And from your home base of operations, New Beginnings over there in El Dorado.
Yes.
Look at me. It's like I researched you or something here in the last 5 minutes. What you got going on later on this month?
Well, on October the 19th, our group is going to be honored to sing at the Grand Ole Opry.
No kidding.
Yes, we're just so excited. It's a tribute to Dr. Ralph Stanley, who was a big bluegrasser. Mm-hmm. And his grandson, Nathan, has a music label in Nashville called Stanley Music Group. And my group is signed to that label, and they chose five artists off their label to perform that night with Buddy Jewell,
wow,
Stella Parton, Dierks yeah. Bentley, a bunch of big names.
That's just going to be a fun deal.
We are so excited, so excited. We can't hardly stand it.
You ever sung on a Grand Ole Opry stage before?
No.
I tell you.
Never.
I haven't either. They won't let me sing on the stage for some reason. I don't know. But I did have a chance a couple times to do a little guest hosting down there
yeah.
from the podium. I was so nervous. But it was a good nervous. Mm-hmm. Minnie Pearl said if you're not nervous a little bit, then, you know, need to check yourself. Basically a summation of that. So hats off to you on October 19th.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Y'all get on over there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. It's happening. The Haunted Forest at the Saline County Fairgrounds. And how cool would it be to see a dude who portrayed Jason on the Friday the 13th movies on Friday the 13th?
Yes. Spooky stuff.
That is going to be something right there. 10 minutes after 7, I'll have all this information up for you on our Facebook and on my blog at z100fm.com. Y'all, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kent.
It's very interesting to talk to you in full-on wardrobe right here, because, woo, you guys
pretty
know,
hot, aren't I?
Yeah. You know what you're doing over there with the makeup and all that good stuff. It's 10 minutes after 7. We're having a good time here on the show today. Get ready. We got Tough Tuesday trivia. We'll send you down to the Grand Ole Opry, too, coming up in just a little bit at Z100.